This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On that premise we started with today, by the way, robots taking our jobs. So far, people still do need them. Jobs, that is. So tomorrow on the Marketplace Morning Report, the latest government figures on the number of job openings in this economy. It's called the JOLTS Report, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. All right, now to Amazon, and it's maybe, maybe not bailing on that big HQ2 move to New York. The Washington Post, which is, like Amazon, owned by Jeff Bezos, is reporting that the company is thinking about backing out of its much-ballyhooed plans to build a campus in the Long Island City neighborhood of Queens, New York. Setting aside for just a moment the merits of Amazon picking, or maybe unpicking, New York, the fact is that when a company of Amazon's size announces a move like that, the market reacts. People and businesses start to make economic decisions. They buy and they sell and they move. And so what happens to those people now if the deal falls through? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
Jesse Winter runs a photography studio in Long Island City. And last fall, when Amazon announced it was building a campus in his neighborhood, he started strategizing. Maybe Amazon would need someone to take corporate headshots, or maybe its employees would need a photographer.
If there are jobs for photographers, how do I get them? Or how do I get people to know that I'm here, that I can do it?
So last month, he hired someone part-time to do marketing and social media for him.
Trying to sort of mark my territory.
Winter has spent about $1,500 so far. He's one of many people and businesses who've already started making financial decisions around the Amazon news. Another example? Real estate investors. Melissa Gomez is a broker in Long Island City, and she says before Amazon, the housing market in that neighborhood was slowing down.
All of a sudden, all throughout Queens, it just picked up again right away. And, it really did help prices surge.
We don't know for sure whether Amazon is going to back out. The New York Times reported today that the company had no plans to change course. But Danielle Hale, an economist at Realtor.com, says the uncertainty alone could give investors pause.
You won't have as many people speculating about, Amazon coming in and getting a really quick return on their investment.
To critics of the deal, that could actually be a good thing, because all of that speculation can drive up prices and push people out of the neighborhood. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.